Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. That moment where you have to find SPF 100, and it's really hard to find in any store. And you actually have to worry about taking that SPF 100 with you wherever you go because you never know when you'll be exposed to the sun. Having to worry about that moment where you drop your pants when you're with that guy that you're about to hook up with and he sees your red pubes and gasps in excitement. And then that moment when you're at the beach with your friends and you take your shirt off and they all casually and slowly and awkwardly all put their sunglasses on because you're reflecting off the sun. Yeah, you don't know what it's like to be a ginger, do you? Chances are, is that if you listen along to this show, then you know that I have stated so many times that when it comes to my taste and men, I really just like my meat well done. Listen, sorry, white guys, I'm not into it. I don't really know what it is. That's just not my thing. I just like the darker features in men. I'm attracted to it. I love it. Any other race aside from my own, I am all in. But, you know, one of the things that I have, you know, grown to understand is that being a ginger myself, I have been completely fetishized by every other guy that I've been with at one point or another. And if I had a dime for how many times guys hit me up on Grindr just expressing how into the fact that I was a ginger and how much they wanted to fuck me, well, then I'd be so rich that I wouldn't have to work in this world. But that being said, when it comes to me being into gingers, yeah, no, that can't be a thing. I mean, you have to understand, I have gotten up every single morning, looked myself in the mirror, and just picked myself apart in regards to all of the ginger features that I possess that I just really wish so bad that I didn't have. And so why would I want to sleep with somebody who looks just like me? Well, that being said, I did say that in the Ginger's Taste Better expose, in which I just talked about my entire life, how I grew up as a ginger, how I feel like it sort of psychologically programmed me to just not like gingers when it comes to dating men. And that's just the way it is. But I did have a listener who chimed in after the expose and slid into my DM on Instagram and said as follows. Hey there. So I just listened to your episode and I enjoyed, but I have to admit, I was a little bit insulted. Being a ginger, I have also been ridiculed as a youth, but finding myself desirable as a ginger in the now is something that I have grown to love. My issue with the podcast was your comments about other gingers and not liking or being into them and not wanting to have ginger partners. Much like Asians, Blacks, etc., there are so many different shades of us, to which I appreciate. I happen to have married a ginger myself, and when people find out, it drives them crazy with fantasy. The thought of doing yourself, as you so stated in the show, really just, it makes sense that people would be just so into that and want more of ginger on ginger action. And the fact that you don't want that, to me, is crazy. When you look around and witness all your fellow Blacks and brunettes, etc., making the same type of connections, I feel that you need to open your mind and enjoy and appreciate who you are as a person and maybe dabble a little bit more in the ginger world. Good luck with the podcast. I love it. So, you guys, when I get a message like this, my only response is, I said what I said. That's not going to change. But you know what? I am a very fair competitor. So what I decided to do this week is to do a social experiment in which I sought out 4 specific gingers to have sex with to see if this listener would maybe somehow be right. And maybe I would be into gingers after having these 4 specific sexual encounters. So sit back, relax. Put on that condom or pop your prep pill. And let's explore the entire notion of what it was like to actually execute the ginger pube social experiment. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ+ community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. And welcome back to the show that really just is the brightest fire crotch in the entire podcast world. My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, we explore the entire notion of what it means to conduct the ginger pube social experiment. So I took this guy's DM message where he, I guess, was offended and tried to convince me to open my mind to see if I would potentially be into ginger on ginger action. And you know what? I'm not against it. Let's just fuck these 4 gingers, get it over with, and I will report back with the results, just like I did in the Pink Dick Challenge expose. But we'll go over what happened with each one of the guys. I'll go into the different variations of ginger in regards to like the shade of red hair. And in the Your Gay Exposé segment this week, I reached out to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there, and simply asked the question, would you have sex with a ginger? Why or why not? So we'll collect some of those answers this week. But first, before we actually apply so much SPF 100, just because we're going to go on a 1-hour run in the sun. First, let's hop into this week's re-expose. Welcome to this week's re-expose, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and I felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, ugh, fuck God, what was I even trying to say there? Oh God, Jesus, what a goddamn mess. That definitely merits a re-expose. All right, you guys. So last week's expose, the Grindr grid gaze, was sparked with so fucking much controversy. Okay, listen, I got so many questions, comments, concerns, and reads from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there in regards to some of the behaviors that I described on the expose. And listen, everybody's Grindr experience is probably very different, but I think it's pretty safe to say that most of that shit that I talked about last week was pretty relatable. I mean, wouldn't you agree? But I had so many people chiming in with things that they thought that I forgot and things I should have mentioned this and I should have mentioned that. And it was just, listen, it was so much fun to create that shit. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that I can talk about some of the most relatable shit to all of you gays out there in today's society. And so when I make an episode and I leave things out, it's too bad. So get over it. Okay, so check it out. There are three websites out there that you can check for your bossy power bottom wear piece. And okay, first of all, it's RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com. And MyGayExposePodcast.com, as well as BossyPowerBottom.com. And on BossyPowerBottom.com, as a side note, you get that little bonus Never Drinking Again hoodie exclusively on the BossyPowerBottom.com website, just for the record. But I just want to highlight, since we're on this ginger-themed episode this week, the Gingers Taste Better piece. Done in a t-shirt, in like white lettering and with black lettering. And there's like a little ginger stick that is the I in the word ginger. And then it's also done in a hoodie in black and white lettering. And if I'm not mistaken, the hoodie is 52 and the t-shirts, I think, are 37. If I got that right. Actually, I don't think they're 52. See, I should actually just like fucking look at this shit before I get on this goddamn microphone. I'm going to just look it up right now, just for the record. Give me just a moment. See, this is the kind of shit, this hot mess bullshit that we love to do on the show. Am I wrong? Oh, Jesus. Okay, here we go. So the Gingers Taste Better hoodie, otherwise known as the Ginger, is 47, done both in light colors with black lettering and dark colors with white lettering. The Gingers Taste Better t-shirt is 37, same thing, with the black lettering in lighter colors and many different variations, and the white lettering in darker colors with different variations. So go to RonnieWashburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, or BossyPowerBottom.com and pick out your Gingers Taste Better piece and rock that shit on the treadmill the next time you go to the gym. Do it now. Right now. Right this second. Log in while you're listening to the rest of this week's expose. You need it in your life because, after all, gingers taste better. So before we get my gay expose on this week's topic of conversation, it just so happens to have a ginger fetish themed undertone. First, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. Would you have sex with a ginger? And why or why not? So let's get some of those responses now. Michael says, yes, I love staring at those orange pubes. Matthew says, that's such a silly question. Of course I would. Just because you're a ginger doesn't mean I wouldn't have fun. Allie says, I have a friend who's only into gingers. She's currently dating one she met in the Philippines who lives in London. Robert says, oh my God, yes, but only for 2 years. you guys, this is my most recent ex, and we just so happened to date for 2 years. Alex says, yes, if he's red hot. Kyle says, yes, fucking duh. Gingers are hot. Daniel says, yes, absolutely. I don't even have an answer, though, for a why or why not, as I judge every guy on their own. Abraham says, yes. So I can say that I've been gingerbread. Kelsey says, Ronnie, all you had to do was ask hot stuff. You guys, Kelsey's my lesbian friend. Joe says, yes, gingers can be hot inside and out. Sergio says, you already know my answer. Sergio always constantly busts me out with his answer. I think he's literally busted me out at least 6 times in this show's history in regards to, like, the way that he answers. Like, it's clear that we've had sex. And it's like, he just, no shame in his fucking game. But then he continues, gladly, every day, all the time. Now, if I could only get a damn ginger in my bed. Pete says, yes, yes, and yes, I like gingerbread. Derek says, famously, in your words, gingers taste better. Mark says, hands down, more than any other guy out there, I would blow everyone else off for a ginger. Justin says, duh. Porter said, a close friend of mine will only sleep with and or date ginger guys exclusively. That's like the second one. I think someone else said that too. Is this a thing? Xander says, yes, if the opportunity presents itself, but it wouldn't be because they're just ginger. And why? Well, who am I to turn down someone if I'm attracted to them? Curtis says, yes, 100% daddy loves gingers. Timothy says, yes, I'm infatuated with those fire crotch pubes. James says, yes, because it's fun to sleep with someone who has red hair on their pubic region versus the normal, boring black hair. Paul says, who doesn't love orange ball hair? Daryl says, yes, if he's cute. If he's a cum dump, then it's just about flooding the fire with milk. If he's not cute, maybe if he's face down and ass up and a cute hood covering everything except for his mouth. I literally have no comment. I don't think I even have to explain what kind of play Daryl's in to in the bedroom. Kevin says, oh my fucking God. Kevin says as follows, yes, my ass has been known to put out a fire or two. Ben says, of course I would, and I have. I'm fascinated by the red pubes. You guys, so many of you have to bring up the goddamn pube thing. Listen, I have looked at my pubes every single day of my life multiple times. I'm so used to it, it's not even funny. So I get it, but like, is that really why you guys are into us? Is for our fucking pubes? Is that it? Is that why? Somebody please let me know. Is that the only reason why? San Diego Rob says, yes, I have. It has to be the right tint of orange, though. Like Eddie Red. Spelling? It can't be too bright, or I can't get clown vibes. Okay, listen, we're going to go into the different types of ginger hair color specific in regards to this tint. There are usually two different types of red hair. There's the good kind and the bad kind. We'll just get into that a little bit later on in this week's expose. Dorinda says, no. Like, literally, that's it. No. I think she's the only no this week, you guys. All of you are into gingers except Dorinda. Maybe that's why we're best friends. All right, so, you know, normally this is the part of the show where I sit back and say, wow, that was just one big giant cluster fuck of really just all over the place in regards to, like, the answers. But not this week. It sounds like Dorinda is legitimately the only person who will not sleep with gingers. And every other answer I received was so in to gingers. Not just that they would, but that they were into it. And they expressed that in their answer this week. So, okay, I get it. Message received. I guess the ginger thing is actually real. I still don't get it, but okay, got it. Oh, God. But okay, if you didn't get your answer read this week, don't worry. Just continue to follow on Instagram at Exposing My Gay. And remember, you also have the option to go to mygayexposepodcast.com if you happen to miss the story question of the week. And you can there on the listen tab find the actual question itself lying there, and you can answer it each and every week. And now, let's get my gay expose, and you'll find out all the reasons why I took it upon myself to do the ginger pube social experiment. All right, you guys, listen. I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster. And it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. So for all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there, listen up. Gingers are 2% of the entire world population. And so what that means is, okay, I get it. That might be why we are kind of fetishized in today's gay society. All right, get it. Totally understand it. If, like I said before, if I had a dime for how many times some guy hit me up on Grindr and just basically cream their pants in the way that they described how much they love gingers in, you know, the messaging thread. then I would be so rich that I wouldn't have to work in this world. But here's the thing. I literally, as I stated before, have looked at myself in the mirror each and every day and just picked myself to shreds, like living my entire life not understanding why I can't get a suntan when I go to the beach, when all of my friends do, why I have freckles covering my entire body when everybody else doesn't, why I can't like have like a cool dye job like everybody else does because red hair just happens to be a little bit harder in regards to getting that perfect blonde bleach look in that moment. I literally have just, all I've ever known is being a ginger. So for me, this 2% of the world's population, it doesn't really compute in my mind. But okay, yeah, I get it. I understand why guys really are into gingers. Message received. So, you know, listen, it's been kind of a mental mindfuck growing up. And I really just, I was always made fun of as a kid. It just like kind of like followed me into my adulthood. And I've just never felt like I was ever like everybody else when I started caring about what I looked like and trying to attract other men. And it just, I couldn't really fucking do it. So when this guy messaged me after the Gingers Taste Better expose, and I talked about, you know, the notion that I am just not attracted to gingers and that I don't want gingers and I don't seek gingers out and I won't pursue them in any way, shape, and form, he was just shocked and he couldn't understand why I wouldn't pursue another ginger. Listen, I get it. Like, ginger on ginger action, it's like a whole fetish thing. There's a whole series of porns on it. If you haven't already looked that up, you should do that tonight. It's just a big thing. And I think this guy was really trying very hard to convince me all the reasons why I should, quote, open my mind and basically, like, try out a couple of gingers just to see if maybe it was something that I was just missing out on in this world. So guess what, you guys? Challenge on. So I'm going to do it. This is the first time that I have ever conducted like a social experiment for the show. So if you remember the pink dick challenge, that story where I slept with 10 white guys in a month and had to report back to Cahoy with the results, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go back into the pink dick challenge expose and find out what exactly it is that I'm talking about. But that story was like years ago, like back in 2018-ish. This specific social experiment that I conducted for this moment with these four ginger guys was actually a experiment for this very episode. This very show, this moment was basically the reason for me doing this. Just to prove to this guy who slid into my DM that maybe he's right, but most likely he's not. So you know what? I'm going in with an open mind. So I sought out four specific gingers on Grindr. And okay, so in back to what we were sort of talking about in the Your Gay expose segment this week, where San Diego Rob brought up his like tint of red variation. So like he'll sleep with the ginger, but it has to be a specific type of tint. So there are two types of redheads in this world. And I call them the good kind and the bad kind. The good kind is actually more of like an auburn-esque kind of red vibe, which is actually what I have. So it's red, but like when I put certain product in my hair, it kind of can get a little bit more auburny and darker. Whereas the bad kind, which is like what I like to call the highlighter orange red, which I think is what San Diego Rob was referring to, getting clown vibes with this highlighter orange red. That's the bad kind of red. So in this social experiment, I purposefully sought out four guys on Grindr that are ginger, two of which, or at least from what I could gather from their Grindr grid profile photos, had the like good kind, like I do. And then the other two had the highlighter red clown vibes, like I thankfully don't have. So let's just get into it. I'll describe what happened with each one and we'll find out if this social experiment where I had sex with four gingers maybe somehow changed my mind to this guy who sent me this message where he was offended by my episode. So as I've stated before, I go into these moments knowing that I'm just going to have to suck it up and sleep with these ginger guys. But because I struggle with the mind-crippling fuck that I have just been this ginger person my entire life, it literally is the last thing that I want is to sleep with a ginger. Like, I just don't feel like I can get into it. I'm going to have to, like, close my eyes and, like, picture fucking, like, Chris Hemsworth or some shit like that. Like, I just really don't know what I'm going to do to get myself to get into having sex with these gingers. So the first guy, he happened to be the good kind of red hair, the more Auburn-esque vibe and moment. He was extremely pale, which so am I. And then he had tons of freckles. Now, listen, when I say he had tons of freckles, it was almost as if the freckles covered his body and they like overlapped each other, like incredibly thick all over his body, to a place where I could barely make out that he even had like arm and leg hair. That's how intense the frecklage was all over his body. But he did have a great body, I will say that. So at least we've got that. He had like these lats that just were like, oh, they were actually pretty fucking amazing. So I thought to myself, okay, maybe I can get into this if I could just like, you know, maybe get on my back, throw my legs up and hold on to those fucking lats for dear life and close my eyes and picture Brad Pitt. Maybe, just maybe, I could get in to this like sex gig. But the thing was, is we actually did have sex and we did it just like that. I did get end up on my back and he did start pounding me. He threw my legs over his shoulders. I tried to reach for his lats, but I couldn't. It just felt awkward. And I just looked at, all I could think about was all of those fucking freckles. And no offense to anybody out there who's all freckly like this, but like I've stated before, I am fucked up in the head in regards to having sex or being in any sort of intimate experience with anyone who's a ginger. And the freckles, they didn't do it for me. And honestly, he came, but I couldn't get off. And when I did my gay walk of shame home from that first sexual encounter, I literally was thinking to myself, can I do this? Can I fucking finish this? Can I literally have sex with three more gingers? Guy number two had a really fucking huge dick. So that was a plus. Love that. Love that journey. But this guy actually had the highlighter orange or clown vibe hair. So when he dropped his pants and I saw that enormous dick, the first thing I wanted to do was suck it. But also, I could not take my eyes off the fact that his pubes were so orange that it literally looked like that neon highlighter orange. Like, it was just so weird and bizarre. And I just was like sitting there deep throating his fucking dick. And I just couldn't take my eyes away. It was like if they had me in some sort of like hypnotic trance. And I was just like so distracted about why his pubes were so orange and so bright. And I kind of almost felt like I needed sunglasses because they were that bright. But this guy also was so pale that it was almost as if when I looked at his face, it was like, I kind of felt like I needed to take like a black Sharpie and like highlight some of his facial features because it's like, he just like blended in completely and entirely like on his face. It was just so pale. And I just like kind of wish that he put on some makeup. Like, listen, I really am not into guys who wear makeup. Again, no offense to you if that's what you do on your journey, but me personally, it's not what I seek out. But this guy, I felt like he needed some makeup because it was just this blank fucking canvas of just pale white on his face. And I have to say the sex with him, it was equally as mediocre because I just couldn't get in to the vibe with the bright orange and the like lack of like seeing any lines on his face at all whatsoever. Like I couldn't even make out where his fucking nose nostril. It was just, it was crazy. It was crazy. So guy number three was the same color hair as me, the good kind, the more Auburn-esque vibe. But this guy
I guess he had like a fetish with ginger on ginger action, which again, I'm just learning is, I guess, like a fucking thing. So he was obsessed with having sex with me because he wanted ginger on ginger action. So when I went to his house, the only problem that I had with this guy was the fact that he kind of looked like me. And that to me was weird. Now, he didn't like look like me in regards to like facial features. Like, you wouldn't mistake us for one another if you spotted us both in the crowd. But we were just like the same height, same color red hair, the same pale skin, the same amount of freckles, like the same body type, the same. It was just like, it was like fucking sleeping with myself. And I could not get my mind away from that notion. And guy number three, I hate to say, was not good sex either. It really just didn't go anywhere. And I just couldn't get into it. And oh, you guys, he was getting so into it. It was like, I literally could have just laid there and like opened up a book and started reading and just let him keep going and doing what he was doing. And he probably wouldn't have even known because he was just trying so hard. And I was just like, oh God, can you just hurry up and come so I can get this over with? So ginger number three was definitely not for me. Guy number four. Okay, so he was, okay, let me see if I can say this. Let me just try. Was the most attractive. Yes, he was the most attractive. Oh, look, there, I did it. All right, yes. So he was the most attractive out of the four. I guess I can give him that. Like, but he basically had like no freckles. He was just smooth all over his body, pale white as fuck. He did have the like highlighter orange clown vibe moment happening, which was super distracting as well. But his pubes were really trimmed, like so close that I couldn't even tell that they were really there. Like I could see like little remnants here and there, but it really wasn't like enough to like really distract me in that moment. But he basically had a really stacked body. He did have really good abs. It sort of looked like he like waxed all the hair off his body. It looks like, you know, he goes to the gym all the time. All right, maybe this is it. Maybe this is actually going to be that moment where I enjoy having sex with a ginger. But okay, this is what happened. A sex ensued. Basically, it was like, you know, when you go to like your cousin's wedding and your drunk Uncle Bob, who's like 52 and he's had way too much to drink, and, you know, Destiny's Child Survivor comes on and he starts dancing on the dance floor and he thinks he's got all the moves because he's so wasted. But the truth of the matter is he's the most white, robotic, can't dance, embarrassing moment. And you just sit there watching in like just terror, wishing so bad that that was somebody that is not in your family. Yeah, it was very that. It was just so bad. The sex was so bad. He was so robotic and just like no motion in the ocean. He just stiff moves, like the same boring thrusts. And it just didn't work out. Now, listen, I've had my fair share of bad sex in the past. And I really just don't know if most of these four sexual encounters was my head or if it was actually the actual sexual acts in those moments. But you guys, it didn't work out. I couldn't do it. And after having sex with these four ginger guys, I made a valiant effort. I tried. I was willing to open my mind enough to see if I would potentially be into ginger on ginger action. But I'm here to tell you in this moment to this guy who sent that message to me in my DM shortly after the Ginger's Taste Better expose, that I'm still not in to gingers. And that's it. I don't change my mind. I did open my mind. I tried it out. I took your advice. And guess what? I still like my meat well done. What do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights?
hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think we learned a whole hell of a lot. Okay, listen, at any rate, we learned that I opened my mind enough to try it, to give it a go. I gave it a valiant effort. And listen, when I make my mind up to something, it's very rare that I'm going to change it. And listen, I tried. I went through the motions of going through 4 sexual encounters with gingers, and it didn't work out in my favor. So for this guy who sent me that DM all those many months ago, I hate to break it to you, but to me, ginger on ginger action is just really not for me. I tried. I opened my mind. Didn't work out. So there's that. But I really just want to hear from you, hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What the fuck do you think? Give me a call on the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me, like, are you into ginger on ginger action? Like, what do you think? Oh, God. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars. Follow on Spotify. And don't forget to click 5 stars there, too. And don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, mygayexposepodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show question for the Your Gay Expose segment each and every week. And my fucking Siri watch is talking to me. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I have to remember to take my watch off when I record. And with that, don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, and BossyPowerBottom.com. And pick out your next piece for your upcoming gay or pride event, or just something to wear to the gym. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will trim my fire crotch red pubes with you next time. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.